The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
But first, we continue our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy Bales joins us from Union Rescue Mission, as always. Andy, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, Larry.
Lots to talk about. Of course, we know that something has to be done. We're in a crisis mode. There have been many, many different thoughts as far as what to do. Inaction has been kind of a paralysis. One of the plans you and I have talked about would be this sprung structured. Others are for building these beautiful homes for the homeless. There's a story not long ago from USA Today that says some Los Angeles homeless could get apartments that cost more than private homes, study says. This is something you've been concerned about, that how can we possibly build housing for 65,000 people when they're running so expensive, right?
Right. And we need immediate sprung structures, triage to get people off the streets before any further devastating damage is done to them, their mental health, their physical health. People are actually dying on the streets, 3 per day dying of complications of homelessness. 10 times more die of complications of homelessness in Los Angeles than died in all of California's natural disasters, including fire. So this is indeed an emergency. And then we need to create affordable, innovative housing, much like Austin's Fishes and Loaves community. There's, I think, 375 tiny homes, and it's set up indeed to promote recovery and community, putting someone in an isolated $600,000 apartment is not possible. You have to do the math, and it's not possible to provide that for everybody, but it's not the best thing for everybody. I heard while I was in Colorado Springs that a billionaire in Seattle is offering Colorado Springs $15 million to create a tiny home community, perhaps out of 3D printed concrete homes. They can be put up for $10,000 each, 660 square feet, including bathroom and kitchen, and they can be put up in 24 to 48 hours. Yeah. We have to think differently than we're thinking.
Yet, when I read, I'm going to read to you from the USA Today article. This is Dateline, about October 8th. They said, nearly 3 years after city voters, referring to Los Angeles, approved a $1.2 billion construction program over 10 years, the city has yet to see the first building completed. Average per apartment costs have zoomed by more than $100,000 past prior predictions, the study by the controller Ron Galperin finds. To create a bigger impact now and in the future, the city must make sure some immediate changes are made to its approach, Galperin said in comments. At an average cost of $531,373 per unit, with many apartments costing more than $600,000 each, building costs in many of the homeless units will exceed the median sale price of a market-rate condominium. Wow. How can we do that? We can't.
We can't do it. Do the math. You can't even. It doesn't even fit on your calculator to take 44,000 times 600,000. We'll never get there at this rate. And let me tell you what happens to you if you disagree from the pro-housing first permanent supportive housing harm reduction model. That means when you do build those $600,000 units, you have to allow alcohol and drug use. And I'm not talking about marijuana and booze. I'm talking about meth and heroin.
Now, are these the granite countertop folks?
Yes, are the granite countertop folks who prefer that someone receive that $600,000 unit over immediately putting them into shelter. In fact, they would rather wait from 1 to 10 years for that person on the streets being devastated and overwhelmed by homelessness They'd rather wait until they get a $600,000 unit than immediately put them in triage and shelter, which is how dogmatic they are about that as the only way. And I can tell you, there's a city councilman standing up for immediate shelter for all, and he is being currently attacked.
So what is their argument? I mean, because there is a vision. You kind of laid it out for us one time, something to the effect that that what you're talking about is kind of a substandard lifestyle, that if we're going to do something nice, they deserve just as much as anybody else.
That's right. And their argument is any money spent on shelter, any money spent on triage, any money spent on a sprung structure to immediately get them off the streets, even if it's life-saving, is a waste. And it's a waste of some of the money that could go towards those $600,000 per units. That's how dogmatic it is. And just give you an idea, I've had people give my home address out publicly so that I might be attacked for standing up for this kind of approach. And the attacks just keep coming.
Yeah. We had a Trump administration visit to Southern California. Some in the media chose to just attack him for coming here, using this issue, waving his finger at us. And California has a war on Trump. So that becomes a hot button issue as well. He would like to do some good here, but it seems as if there are people that want to thwart anything he suggests.
Well, when you're in the condition that we're in, with 44,000 people on the streets, endangering all of us, especially those left on the streets, and I tried to say this, let's be more concerned about the folks dying on the streets than we are about politics. Let's accept help from wherever it comes. Let's have an open hand. Let's remove any arrogance. Let's not say, hey, we've got this, we're on it, send us the money. Let's not say that people who came from Washington are dumb and don't even know what we're doing here. How about some humility? When we are the capital of homelessness, how about some humility, and we will accept help from wherever it comes.
Yeah. From this article in USA Today, it says that Trump's Council on Economic Advisors, in a report, said that the state could take steps to ease building restrictions, kind of like what you talked about, to boost the total amount of housing. At the time, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti responded by saying if Trump cared about the crisis, he'd be trying to find more federal money to help resolve it. Money is not going to be the digging out of this, is it?
No, it's not. And we're talking about immediately housing people who are on the streets. I know the system needs change, right? I know that we need more affordable housing. But we need more affordable housing over the long run, and we need immediate care and triage of the people who are being destroyed by homelessness today. Mm.
Seems like this homeless issue is front and center now. It is impacting the quality of life. You've talked about the health aspects of this, how it can impact people, as you know personally. How come this isn't rallying voters to do a change in leadership from the top down? Because, you know, not I don't want to make you political if you don't want to be to it, but you have to admit it's been one-party rule for 20, 25 years in our state. The big city is controlled by Democrats. The state legislature is. These are people who either have had a deaf ear or made it L.A.'s problem and avoided dealing with it.
Yeah, so I guess it's not just a change in leadership. It really comes down to what I've always thought it was, a change in heart. And New York City finally had to pass a law that it's against the law to leave someone on the streets when it's 32 degrees or lower. And they finally had to pass a law that every human being has a right to shelter, and they stepped up in a big way. L.A. is planning on spending about $1.2 billion over the next 10 years to address homelessness, and New York spends about $2.5 billion per year to address homelessness, and they provide a place. They only leave 5% of the people who are devastated by homelessness on the street. Yeah. And those are the 5% very persistent. Let me describe it that way, persistent. And they have more people devastated by homelessness, but they find a way to put a roof over 95%. Yeah. We aren't even close. We need a change of heart here to address. I want it to be a city where we don't leave one human being on the streets who's willing to seek shelter. We're not even meeting the needs of the willing.
Right. Now, there are the unwilling to seek treatment, and there's a debate about who these people are and whether they have a right to do that. It seems as if some court decisions have come along and kind of slapped down people who wanted to move them into incarceration or get them off the streets or try to address them, kind of emphasizing that, wait a second, if you don't have real shelter beds for people, just picking them up, using law enforcement against them, that's not right either. So there's kind of this war that's been going on as far as how to define their activity. Is it illegal? Is their activity worth getting them off the streets or not?
Larry, I can't tell you yet, but in about a week, I can tell you that the tide is turning, that there are people moving to push our city and our local city government, county government, to make a way for people to have a roof over their heads. Not just move their stuff, not just sweep them off the streets, but demand that they provide a place to go. And I should know a lot more about that in about a week.
Later in this program, we're going to hear some folks in Orange County. They seem to be getting the upper hand over you in Los Angeles. And is it just a numbers thing that they're getting to it before it got to the point it got in Los Angeles?
No, they received the help of a federal judge who came in and made them take action. It takes courageous leadership that has some authority behind them to make people sit down at the table and solve this. I remember when Orange County was farther away from a solution than we are, and they brought in a federal judge who made it happen. So we need that kind of courageous leadership to show up.
Would a federal judge be able to do that here and be a magistrate and take over the thing and say, you guys failed, L.A., you're done, you know, L.A. County, you're done, you can't seem to solve this, we're stepping in?
I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm hoping. But I would hope that a change of heart in Angelenos, we'd want to live up to being the city of angels. Instead, we're going in reverse. We're leaving people on the streets so long, it's putting everybody in danger. And vigilantes are rising up. They're going out and taking target practice with pellet guns, paintball guns, lighting encampments on fire. And, you know, I don't excuse that kind of behavior at all. That's absolutely horrendous. But when authorities leave a problem unsolved, unfortunately, other people take it in their own hands when there's a failure of leadership.
Well, and these vigilantes see the stories of homeless on homeless crime. Or if you're driving through, a homeless person could take a hammer and whack the side of your car and there'd be nothing you could do about it. They have nothing. They're mentally ill.
Yeah, I have to admit, now when there's someone on the freeway, as this morning, a guy was entering the freeway ramp as I was exiting, and I kept an extra eye out on him. Here I work with people who are homeless. I shouldn't have that attitude, but I did keep an extra eye out because you never know how devastated someone is because they have been left on the streets for far too long.
All right, 30 seconds. Tell people where they can go.
Please go to Union Rescue Mission, URM.org. Make a gift of any amount. Get involved. Volunteer. We have Thanksgiving coming up, and we could sure use your help. We can use your help every day. So please go to URM.org and make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you.